Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on highbid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. Highbid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit highbid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Well, the grain markets have been seeing some better prices these days, and OSU grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson said he's seen some good moves these past 2 weeks.
Well, you know, the WASDE report came out last week, and that drove grain prices higher. You had wheat prices, they're up around $6. Now, these are general prices, around $6, corn around $5. You got beans around $13 and sorghum around $6.60. You look at forward contracting for harvest delivery, wheat $6.20. Corn $4.35, soybeans at $11, and grain sorghum at $5. Relatively good prices. We've had good price moves over the last couple of months.
With these prices, should we be concerned with price levels?
I think there are some concerns, especially with wheat. But you look at soybeans. Soybeans, 140 million bushels, just not many beans in the bin at the end of this. But you've got Brazil. They've got 50% of the export market. They've got a crop coming on that they'll be harvesting soon. U.S. with 36% of the export market. We got tight stocks. So that bean price should be relatively stable, may move a little higher depending on Brazil's production. You look at corn, you got three countries that have the biggest impact on corn exports. That's Brazil, Argentina, and Ukraine. The three of them, that's 53%. About two-thirds or a little more than two-thirds of that 53% is in the southern hemisphere, and that corn crop's coming on down the line. If it's a big crop, then that could hit the corn prices. Wheat, you've got record world wheat production. You've got record world wheat in these stocks. You've got record world stocks to use ratio. There's a lot of wheat around the world. You look at the world's milling wheat, it's about average on ending stocks, about the same as last year, but you got lower hard red winter wheat stocks in the United States. That'll support prices, but I think wheat prices are at risk.
With these prices, could we start to see the fall of prices going down?
I think they could. You can get a big crop, corn crop down in Brazil and Argentina, big soybean crop in Brazil. I think corn and bean prices could go down. I don't think there's as much risk as wheat prices when you've got a big wheat supply around the world. Now, the next exportable wheat crop is the United States. So I think it'll remain strong. However, it could back off a little bit.
Anderson said producers can take advantage of the current prices, but they do have to be able to sleep at night.
I think their decisions should be based on whether or not they can sleep at night. If they're worried about forward contracting a price, and if they're worried about prices going up and they can't sleep because they forward contract, don't forward contract. But if they're going to worry about prices going down, then forward contract. I think the decision should be based on whether or not they can sleep at night.
That's OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.